Today's daf Masechet Pesachim, daf Chaf Aleph. Baruch Hashem, we begin the new perek on today's daf, taking us from the discussion of Bedikas Chametz process, the searching for the Chametz discussed all the way back in the first two-thirds of the first perek. Took a break to discuss the laws of Tumah and Tahara. Now, finally, defining the follow-up stage of Biur Chametz. A simple reading of our mission indicates that the definition of Biur is to burn something to the extent it becomes charred, charcoal, or it can be thrown like crumbs into the wind. The reason for this action is from the concept we've spoken about a number of times of Ach Bayom Rishon Tashbisu, going to get rid of completely, which is an act of biur, of the chametz that's in the room. So we mentioned already that chametz is a unique heightened level of prohibition. It's a different level of isra na, more than any other isra na. What's the difference? We said that the difference is that by chametz you have the potential violation of a Torah rule called Bal Yirai or Bal Yematze. Therefore, one could have argued there's no need to actually burn it based on, initially one could have argued, as a Gemara in Tamar Lamed Gimel, that it doesn't have to be, it's a nikbarin, and it doesn't have to be, and it shouldn't be buried, shouldn't be burned rather, but we still burn it as per the safer approach. We don't want to get into an issue, as we said, of Bal Yirai, Bal Yematze. The Rei Felder brings in Yisur the Yashur and Chelek Dal, page Shin Sadik from the Chinuch, Sefer Chinuch, Mitzvah Tess, Shagas Ari as well says this in Simon Pei Beis, that women are obligated just like men in Bir Chametz. It's not bound by time or place. The Mishnah presents a debate between Rabbi Yehuda versus the Chachamim, how to perform the biur, where Rabbi Yehuda says to burn the Chametz, while the Chachamim say you can crumble the Chametz and throw it in the air or sea. So how do we paskin? So if you haven't seen it inside, Shulchan Aruch, you can't make this stuff up. Some people assume we must follow Rabbi Yehuda. That's why we burn our chametz. That is not what Shulchan Aruch says. La halacha in Simen Taf Mem Hei or Chaim Simen Taf Mem Hei. He quotes both opinions, but the essential psak is that we have there is that the chachamim is like the chachamim, that the burning is lav dafka. We burn the chametz because of the Ramah. The Ramah brings a minhag in the Simen. He says a minhag lasorfo, but that's not the Ikar Din. The Ikar Din is just to get rid of it, any way you can get rid of it. So it's, you can throw it in the wind, flush it down the toilet, or burn it. But that's the minhag. So what would happen if there was no way to burn the chametz? What would we do if there wasn't a way to fulfill Rabbi Yehuda's opinion and approach? So unfortunately, it did occur. Rav Yigal brings in his WhatsApp daily halacha at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, when it was near Pesach time, that the government in Israel did not permit large biur chametz ceremony gatherings. And the reason is because of gatherings. They didn't want pitkahalut. So what should be done? What should be done in that case? So to keep the minhag alive, says Rav Yigal, so you do it in your backyard. You burn the chametz in a tin can on your barbecue. You make a small fire to burn it there. Or you figure out another way to do it privately. So you need to make sure, however, that when you're doing it this way, that those chametz pieces actually are burnt the right way. They need to be good and burnt in the black charcoal. If the private burning is not safe, or for another reason, one may fulfill bir chametz, as we said, by flushing the chametz crumbs down the toilet. Rav Yigal points out, this is good anyway, since we essentially follow the chachamim.